League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Expecting heavy downpours all day today.
You're a builder. You build. It's literally in your job title.
Woo, let's hit it.
A little rain isn't stopping you. Not today, not any day. Shouldn't your flashing tape be working through it all too? Only Frog Tape Pro Grade Flashing Tape's high-performance acrylic adhesive sticks, re-sticks, and stays stuck, even on the roughest surfaces in rain, snow, heat, and more. So you stay in control when it matters most. Show weather who's boss with Frog Tape Pro Grade Flashing Tape.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
Man, what a Wednesday morning here. I think it's Wednesday, right? Yes, it's definitely Wednesday. Welcome
in.
It just seems like it's they're all running into each other here. It's just been a crazy 72 hours in the world of sports, especially in the NFL, as teams are starting to spend like drunken sailors, which is good.
Yeah,
because
buddy,
we finally have NFL teams realizing that, listen, building in the draft is nice, but in order to really make a difference, to really take this league and elevate some franchises, you're going to have to go out and spend the money. And that's exactly what we've been seeing happen. And we're still not even open for business, the NFL, until 4 o'clock today. But we'll cover exactly what we know thus far. Good morning. Welcome in, Joe Ranieri, Dane Martinez. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. We make it rain on this show, and we certainly did last night, Dane, because I'm not sure if anybody caught the final score of that Gonzaga game. If you guys weren't up and you went to bed a little bit early, we talked about conference championships, and we talked about looking at the under, right? And man, oh man, Gonzaga scored 47 points last night, lost to St. Mary's. They only scored 107 the whole game. So the unders really do cash in. Keep that in mind as we get ready to launch the SEC to Big 12. Once we get to championship time on Saturday, right, Saturday and Sunday, you're looking at four or five games here in about a week here for these kids. A lot of tired legs. That's exactly what you got from Gonzaga last night, which means you ain't going to get 180 points. You ain't going to get 170 points. What you're going to get is you're going to get to make it rain is what's happening, which is exactly why we brought that up to you yesterday. And it was, listen, you're waking up this morning, you're probably going, I went to bed at 9 o'clock last night. What in the hell happened? Well, what happened is New York got turned upside down. And I imagine, Dane, in your part of the woods, we've got two factions here. On one side of the street, we have Jet fans that have been popping the champagne, popping the bottles all night long. And on the other side of the street, you're hoping there aren't a lot of very tall buildings, because Giant fans are this morning, they don't know what to do with themselves. They woke up yesterday, everything looked to be halfway decent, looking forward to the draft. At least we got, some pieces. Now you've got absolutely nothing. So I imagine your Jet and Giant fans, and we're both Jet fans, are on complete opposite sides of the spectrum from a feeling standpoint here today, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. Good morning, Joe. Let's cock-a-doodle do it here with Make It Rain. I mean, listen, it is crazy. Absolutely crazy, okay? The New York Jets are spending. We told you they had 90-some-odd million dollars. They did some of the defensive moves yesterday. C.J. Mosley, Anthony Barr reverses course on the Jets, which I thought was going to be the Jets headline. And then, overnight, literally Adam Schefter, like on the Scott Van Pelt show, like tweeting out Le'Veon Bell is a member of the New York Jets. I don't know if you saw this also, Joe. He also, by the way, dropped a mixtape at the same exact time. I don't know if you've seen this, okay? And this just goes also to show kind of the 2019 NFL that we are in, how players have other revenue streams with Antonio Brown on reality TV shows, you know, posting in Instagram, or Le'Veon Bell dropping mixtapes. I mean, business is done differently. Meanwhile, we see Odell Beckham get shipped out to the Cleveland Browns to unite with his best friend, Jarvis Landry. He's going to feel dangerous with Baker Mayfield. I am on a text chain, Joe, with like six of my best friends. They're all Giants fans. I'm a Jets fan. And I had to like literally not say anything because they were spinning their wheels about how pissed off they are at Dave Gettleman and how they have absolutely now no direction. They commit to Eli Manning but trade Odell Beckham away. Saquon Barkley is going to have, you know, 53 men in the box to try to stop him. Sterling Shepard is the only wide receiving option for the New York Giants, and now what will likely be a young quarterback coming in there. I really believe we're going to see Saquon Barkley having days with like 36 carries for, you know, 78 yards, because who else scares you with the New York Giants? However, across town, the New York Jets are getting ready for a reload. They have clearly been one of the winners of free agency, but as a Jets fan, I know NFL championships are not won in March.
Yeah, and that's the important thing to remember here this morning over the next 24 to 48 hours as the overreactions pour in, and they're already pouring in. Before we start sticking a fork into the Steelers, and before we start sticking a fork in the Giants, and before we anoint Cleveland a Super Bowl champion or the Raiders or anybody else, I think we all need to take a breath, take a step back, understand that, listen, on paper, good moves. Obviously, there are some clear winners and losers just from a transaction standpoint. And the big winners maybe of all of this over the last 72 hours and what they will continue to be are the players themselves who are cashing these checks. Yep. The players who are getting now a bigger piece of the guaranteed pie, which is really what they have been screaming and yelling about. There are still a whole bunch of some very interesting names out on the free agent market that we have not heard about. It'll be interesting to see how those dominoes start to fall. Don't forget, 4 o'clock today is when the NFL is going to be up and ready for business. But don't forget, a lot of other things getting ready to happen here today as well. You've got college basketball conference championships, all the big conferences getting ready to start. You had NBA games last night, and we'll talk a little bit about this moving forward, Dan. I don't know how you feel about it, but from a betting perspective, yeah, I have one view on what I witnessed last night. And then from a basketball fan perspective, I can't stand what I am seeing here. And let me give you an example. Last night, the Milwaukee Bucks and the New Orleans Pelicans, right? Second half comes, it's 120.5, the second half over, right? So I go ahead, I take that bet, I lay it down. I'm like, you know, and I'm doing the math in my head. I'm like, all right, well, if I can get 30 from, you know, each team, each quarter, you know, I'd be good. All right, they can do it. The third quarter in the Bucks-Pelicans game, they scored 86 points in the third quarter. 86, yeah. 45 points for the Bucks, 41 points for the Pelicans. And listen, I know some of you are going to say that's exciting. That's great. That sucks. That is atrocious basketball. That is absolutely zero defense. And unfortunately, this is what we are starting to get more and more every day. I mean, yes, scoring is great, but man, that is like all-star game kind of lack of defense. That is just zero effort by both teams on both sides to score 86 points in in one quarter is just, to me, it's obnoxious, and I think it's a bigger issue for the NBA moving forward. We'll talk about that coming up, but it's all about the NFL. They have managed to take over the headlines here this morning on Make It Rain. We'll help you do that, though. Lots of ways to do it here today. Dane Martinez, Joe Ranieri, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Come back and get us.
Happy New Year.
Indeed, no. knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
Eventually, it's going to happen. You'll turn the key and your engine won't start. Don't lose your ability to get around. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts for a superstart battery. Whether it's a reliable economy, hardworking premium, or powerful extreme, you'll find it at an everyday low price. Don't let a dead battery slow you down. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible, but since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76, and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up, and the only thing different is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products, and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
It is Wednesday, people. Hump Day here, March the 13th, 2019. Joe and Eric, Dane Martinez. Welcome in the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Thank you for letting us make it rain for you here for a little while. Those of you joining us across the many, 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 many streaming platforms around the country, including Pluto TV, we welcome you in. If you went to bed early last night, fireworks is all I can say in the NFL over the last 72 hours. It has been absolutely crazy. We'll talk about, we'll try to run down a list of some winners and losers coming up at the bottom of the hour. But let's start with the thing that came down first yesterday in the whole dominoes, of course, was the Odell Beckham Jr. being traded. Now, we had talked about this on the show a couple of days ago. And, the question was asked, do you think they'll go with Odell Beckham Jr.? Do you think they'll trade? Now, what Giant fans might not know, because they're still blinded by all this, but what you got, it's very important to understand the timeline and what's going on, because a lot of people quoting Gettleman, who was, a couple of weeks ago talking about we didn't sign him to trade him, yada, yada, yada. The reality of the situation is last year, right around the time that he had gotten hurt and started to miss games, they sat him down. The Giants had a deal in place to trade Odell Beckham Jr. He was gone last year. And what happened was the New York Giants new head coach, Pat Shurmur, walked into Gettleman's office in ownership and said, hey, let's not do this. I can control. Give me a shot with him. Let me do this. I can get him. We'll get him on the same page. It'll all be well. Unfortunately, as we can see, as the year ended, it did not go well. But the idea that this somehow just came out of left field is not a correct narrative. It is wrong. It's the idea that Dave Gettleman, this just came to him, or the Giants and the Maras, it came to him.
Right.
Odell Beckham Jr. was gone last year, okay? This has been in the works for a while, and like I had told you, it's not an Antonio Brown and Pittsburgh Steelers situation here. Odell Beckham Jr. and the Giants just, you know, adults get divorced, and that's really what it was. Water. It didn't work with either of them anymore. Yes, they gave him the deal. The intentions were there, but there is no malcontent here. It wasn't like they hate him or he hates them. There was none of that. It was just sometimes players, relationships, businesses, you and
it's
I,
run its course.
You know, sometimes you work for a company long enough where it gets stale. It's not working. Neither one of you are happy. You've got to move on. And I know there are some people this morning, Dane, who are looking at the Giants and going, how in the hell could you trade that talent? Well, it happens all the time in the business world. No matter how talented somebody is, sometimes it's just not a good fit, no matter how hot she may be. Sometimes it just doesn't work in a relationship and you've got to move on. But don't you, the Giant fans, don't pretend like, oh my God, how did this happen? It happened last year. It's not something that it's been happening over the last 12 months, Dane.
Yeah, listen, I am here in New York, right? And so for everybody else around the country may not be as clued into this, but this has been around for a while, this idea that Odell may get flipped by the New York Giants, this has been kind of in the narrative, at least here in New York, I would say for the better part of the last year, year and a half, if you want to know the truth. Like, this has always been an option. People are always talking about, actually, if it was even smart for the New York Football Giants, especially after it was clear that this offense would run through Saquon Barkley. So this is not really a surprise. It's like the Giants have been flirting with this idea almost, to be quite honest, in my opinion, like sending up trial balloons to see how New York and other people would react to it. This has been around. This has been an option for a very long time. They finally get it done. And I think it's good that you mentioned the point that this is not necessarily a malcontent situation. And please also remember the fact that Odell Beckham is still, what, like 25, 26 years old? What I find really interesting here, Joe, and you made the parallel with the kind of Antonio Brown situation. Yes, they could both be kind of described as divas, but look at the difference in the compensation, Joe. Antonio Brown got you a third and a fifth round pick. Odell Beckham got you a first round pick, a third round pick, and a starting NFL player. Okay, that is very different compensation, and I think there's two main reasons why. One is that Odell is a lot younger, and two, the Giants had more leverage than Antonio Brown ever gave the Steelers. Everyone knew the Steelers had to trade Antonio Brown. The Giants didn't have to. That gave them more leverage to get a bigger return back. That's what I would say there. But it is very interesting because the cupboard is pretty bare now in New York, with the exception of Saquon Barkley, but this shouldn't be a surprise really to Giants fan. This has been around for a while.
Yeah, he was gone last year. I mean, the deal, right. There was a deal in place, and Shermer was the one that came and said, let's not do this right now, guys. Give me some time with him. Let's see if we can mend this fence. Let's see if we can get this done. And unfortunately, the way the year out, they weren't able to get it done. And you can point fingers, you can blame Eli, but like you said, this has been going on for a long time. This is not something that they just both woke up and decided it's time to go. Now, the return they got, you get a first rounder, right? You get the 17th pick this year. So that gives you number six. That gives you number 17. You also got an additional third rounder. You also got Jabril Peppers, which I think is a guy that has been lost in all the talk here. This is a solid dude out of Michigan, okay? This is a guy that can flat out ball. He's kind of that hybrid linebacker, defensive back.
Yep.
This is a guy that is going to be a desperately needed piece for the New York Giants. So it wasn't as if it on the surface, the Cleveland, the Cleveland Browns got better. We know this. And of course, you can't lose Odell Beckham Jr. and expect, just like you can't lose Antonio Brown, and go, everybody is better. It works for both sides. No, at least right now. But I do think in the long term, Let us not forget the Giants were a better football team when Odell Beckham Jr. wasn't playing last year. You guys forget that. At the end of the year, when he wasn't in the lineup, that was some of the best football offensively the Giants had played, and you didn't have him.
When they ran through Saquon. When they went to Saquon.
But other guys stepped up. I mean, you got Ingram healthy. Sure. You had other guys step up. That offense was actually better. And oh yeah, they started winning games. You know, the Giants were still in it last year. You guys forget with how bad the NFC East was. The Giants were making a push there at the end, and it happened when he wasn't in the lineup. So sometimes it's just a change of scenery is good for everybody. And before Cleveland fans, you start anointing yourself Super Bowl champions. Let me just warn you about this. You got a first-time head coach, okay, going on in that building there. All right? Hats off to John Dorsey doing what John Dorsey has always done in the NFL, which is make moves and put teams in a position. But you also have a boatload, and I mean a boatload of ego in one locker room at one time, and we've seen this, right, with the Dream Team in Philadelphia, all these big names, big personalities, Dane. You don't have an Andy Reid. You don't have a secure coaching staff that has been there. Everybody's going in new. And what happens if it doesn't work out right away that you guys had hoped, man? You have any idea how combustible that locker room is right now? So while it looks good on paper, Dane, it remains to be seen how good it'll work on the field.
Absolutely. But they are, in fact, positioning themselves to be the team on the rise. Listen, Joe, you know what's great about doing a show at 6 a.m. is that, you know, you get to kind of be like the first one in the clubhouse. And if you remember yesterday and on Monday, I was saying I believe the Cleveland Browns are poised to really be potentially winning that division. If people listened to me early on, you know, this was even before the Odell Beckham move, you know. I kind of feel like people are kind of getting on my gravy train because I was talking about the Browns being potentially the AFC North champions with the Baltimore Ravens losing their defense, with the Steelers losing Bell and Brown. I was on this, but you're absolutely right. We'll see. If they start winning, everything will be fine, right? But if they go losing, then we may see the egos come to play. How will a guy like Odell demands the ball with Baker and all the rest of their weapons that they do have? Real quick, though, Joe, on the New York side, you know, they get Peppers to replace Landon Collins, a different kind of safety, the kind of safety that's better, you know, for 2019 right now. And with that 6-17 pick, they now have the weapons. Even if someone tries to hop over them to get Dwayne Haskins, they can make a move and move up if need be as well. They are making sure they get Dwayne Haskins. We'll talk more about it, I guess, on the other side of the break.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY Radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
This place is great. Where are we?
We're at Quintas.
Quintas?
Quintitas.
Oh, you mean meat farms?
It's Genta's Meat Farm Supermarket. Genta's Meat Farms has 9 locations across Long Island, bringing you local farm fresh produce, butcher shop quality meat with custom cuts, and bakery fresh goods all at the best prices. Genta's Meat Farms. You might not know how to say it, but you know where we are.
Genta's!
It's not just fresh, it's Meat Farm fresh.
If you've heard of WeatherTech floor liners, you probably know that for your vehicle's floor, nothing protects better. But what about protection for the rest of your car or truck? I'm David McNeil, founder of WeatherTech. Besides our floor liners, we design, engineer, and manufacture a wide range of automotive accessories right here in America. And just like our floor liners, everything is done to the highest standards possible. We understand what kind of investment owning a vehicle can be, so we do everything possible to help you protect it. We don't take shortcuts, and we never make concessions when it comes to quality. For everything from car liners to cleaning and detailing supplies, to mud flaps and car covers, the one place you need to go is WeatherTech.com. So if you are familiar with our floor liners, just imagine how well the rest of our products will work for you. Learn more about our full line of automotive accessories at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS. WeatherTech.com, proudly made in America.
It's college basketball season, and the Monmouth Park Sportsbook by William Hill is your best bet to watch and wager on all the games leading up to the big tournament. Watch every minute of action on our 75-foot HD video wall. Wager on props, parlays, over-unders, and much more. Go to MonmouthPark.com for hours and information. Excludes New Jersey college teams and college events taking place in New Jersey. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. It's Calling the Shots.
Wow, Gettleman better have a good plan. First you lose Landon Collins for nothing, and now this. Nick Friend 24. All of a sudden, the Browns are the most interesting team in the NFL. Imagine saying that 2 years ago. Giants are now clearly rebuilding. They'll be ready to compete again just in time for them to have to pay Saquon Barkley, and we'll have tons of wear and tear on the tires.
Weekdays, 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
The NFL Scouting Combine, well, it has come and it is gone, but, you know, the 2019 NFL Draft is just around the corner, and for serious fantasy football players, it's just never too early to start prepping for the 2019 season, and Roto Experts, well, they've got you covered. The NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the net. And Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content pretty much every day of the year now, so you can have an edge regardless of the type of fantasy football you play. You can save 10% at rotoexperts.com. Use the promo code FNTSY. That's 10% off. Promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package only at rotoexperts.com. And boy, oh boy, talk about fantasy implications with the news that came down yesterday, late last night. We've got all sorts of uniforms and new jerseys that are going to be purchased as Odell Beckham Jr. heads out of New York, heading to Cleveland. They turn around, get a couple of draft picks this year, a first round, a third round. Jabril Peppers is going to be a New York Giant. Giant fans are going, I don't know what the hell we did to deserve this. And Cleveland Brown fans are already patting themselves on the back, not only giving themselves the division, but also giving themselves the Super Bowl trophy. And I would caution everybody to slow your roll here in March, because there is nobody, as far as I am concerned, even remotely close to winning anything yet in March. Let's see how the draft goes. Let's see how healthy everyone is, goes into the season. We do this every year where we just we anoint teams, these champions that basically nobody wins in free agency. We know this. So let's all slow the roll. Let's see where Kyler Murray goes. Let's see how the draft comes up before we start celebrating. But it was a good day. If you are Odell Beckham Jr., you get a fresh start. You're the Cleveland Brown fan base. You got reasons to actually be excited about the team. And if you are the New York Jets, you've got to be excited because, listen, as much as we might have poo-pooed the idea and we were hoping it didn't happen, look at how fast things changed yesterday with Barr all of a sudden deciding to stay with the Minnesota Vikings. We thought we were celebrating this great linebacking crew, C.J. Mosley, you know, Anthony Barr. We were gonna have, and then all of a sudden Barr slept on it and decided he was better than the Jets and that he wanted to stay in Minnesota. Also, Minnesota came up with more money, so either here or there. Now all of a sudden the Jets had more money to offer Le'Veon Bell. But what we did learn yesterday with the Le'Veon Bell sweepstakes is that, A, Baltimore was never in it. It was a nice story because Vegas put him up there at some ridiculous odds that everyone thought it would be a great fit. And, they could go after Pittsburgh. But the truth is, Baltimore was never in it. And really, not a whole lot of teams were in it. And the reason it took Le'Veon so long to make that decision is right up until 12:32 when he posted it on his Twitter page last night going that I'm back, baby. That's it. I'm back in the green. That was at 12:32. Right up until just before that, they were his agent was on the phone with other teams hoping that somebody else would come to the table with an offer. But the reality is the market wasn't there for Le'Veon Bell to get more than what the Jets were offering. So it really only was the Jets that were really in contention, willing to offer the kind of guaranteed $35 million, $50 million deal over 4 years. But also, we're getting the wrong narrative there, Dane, because people are bashing Le'Veon, saying you got more money with the Steelers. They offered you a $70 million deal. What the hell? You sat out a year. You left money on the table. Yes, he left money out on the table. But to Le'Veon Bell, it was never about the amount of money. It was about the guarantee, because that $70 yep. million dollar deal that everyone keeps propping up here this morning from the Steelers, it only came with $17 million of guaranteed money. And he's I'm not going to go out there and put another 400 carries on my body. I'm not going to go. I want the assurances that I'm guaranteed this money no matter what, because he doesn't want to be Earl Thomas, right? That was the whole point of all of this. It wasn't about get the most money. He wanted guaranteed money. He wanted the security that knowing if I fall out and, when I break my ankle in the first game or break my leg, that I am covered. And that's not what the Steelers gave him. It's what the Jets gave him. So did he lose a little money? Yes, he lost money. But you know what? It was his friggin' money to lose to begin with. And for you to say otherwise, for fans to be like, what are you doing? Oh, my God, he could have stayed with the Steelers. Nobody wants to stay with the Steelers. If you guys haven't figured that out right now, the star players want to get the hell out of Pittsburgh, because Pittsburgh has this nasty habit of using you, abusing you, and when it comes time to pay you, not really paying you probably what other teams would be willing to do. And that was what Le'Veon Bell, that was the button he pushed, and it worked out for Le'Veon Bell in the end, and he got what he wanted. More guaranteed money than anybody else was willing to give him, including the Pittsburgh Steelers, Dane.
Yep, absolutely. I think that is the most important point to make here, Joe. These NFL contracts are written on toilet paper, okay? You could rip them up at any point in time. Just look literally in the last week how many players have been cut, the Eric Weddles of the world, okay? The NFL is teams, it is a nasty business, okay? So Le'Veon Bell, you're absolutely right, it's not about that money. It's about the guaranteed money. And he did, in fact, get $35 million guaranteed from the New York Jets, okay? It is the title, Joe, and I don't know if you've seen it yet. It is the title of Le'Veon Bell's album, which literally dropped at midnight, okay? His album is titled Life is a Gamble, all right? And that was the gamble he took. He wanted to make sure that he would lock up his generational wealth no matter what. Remember, this is a guy who has been suspended by the league for marijuana. This is a guy who has torn his ACL before, and he knew that he didn't want to be damaged goods going into what was likely his only bite at the apple in free agency, okay? The man is still in his late 20s. He knew this would be the shot for him to hit it big. He knew that he couldn't risk any kind of injury, any kind of being damaged goods after playing last season, and he decided to, hold himself out and make sure that he was healthy and ready to go for this opportunity. You have to look at the guaranteed money in these contracts, because NFL teams, it is a nasty business, as other NFL players are seeing this week. So I actually think when it all turns out, he did just fine for himself. Yes, the $13 million a year is less than what we were thinking on the AAV that the Steelers were giving, but it is about the guaranteed money. And I will say this again, Joe, guys like Le'Veon Bell, guys like Antonio Brown, they are truly, in the same way that we said Harper and Machado are helping the narrative for other baseball players as they come up, Le'Veon Bell, Antonio Brown are setting precedents for other NFL players, showing other ways to do business. And NFL teams kind of have to now, consider that when they are taking their stance with players, albeit this is only the top players, the elite players, right? But they are, in fact, pushing the envelope, moving the goalpost for what other elite talent can do and can claim, what options they have when kind of negotiating with teams, the idea of withholding your services, forcing your way out. And the other thing that we're seeing now, you see Odell Beckham, Drew Rosenhaus, and the Browns are renegotiating Odell Beckham's contract for what? More guaranteed money. Don't think that the Odell Beckham camp did not see what wound up happening with Antonio Brown and how he renegotiated with the Raiders. They are now all showing there's other ways of doing business. The Steelers planted a flag in how they were going to do business, but the players are also showing that they have options here in terms of how they wiggle around and try and get the situation for themselves.
Bell is not going to make up the $14.5 million he lost by sitting out with the franchise tag on him. We all know this, okay? But what he did have and what he did do was he had an opportunity to send a message. He had an opportunity to take a stand for not just him, for every other player.
Exactly.
You know, the Ezekiel Elliotts, the Gurleys of the world, the guys that are just a little bit younger than him, or really every guy coming up in this draft. He had a message to send, and he stood up for something. And can I tell you, the message obviously got lost in translation along the way because fans, they only hear $70 million. Like, why wouldn't you have stayed? They offered you $70 million,
right.
But it was never
guaranteed
about the totality.
Number.
He was never going to get $70 million. But I will say this, Le'Veon Bell, I have a new respect for him because here is a guy that knew what he wanted, was willing to stand up, was willing to lose $14.5 million of his money, by the way. He was able to go ahead, you know, and listen, set your money on fire. Do whatever you want. It's your money. If you don't want to go get it, then don't get it. But he has done more for the NFL and the NFL player than a lot of other guys, especially these onlookers right now this morning who are ripping him for moving to the Jets as opposed to, you know, taking the deal the Steelers had given you. Like, what are you doing, dude? Right. Yeah, well, what he was doing was taking a stand. And what he did
blazing a
was
trail.
He burned his own money. It ain't your money. It was it was his money. And he decided that, you know what, not worth the $14.5 million. I'll be better off, and I think I'll be able to sleep better at night knowing that, yeah, I stood up when I had an opportunity and didn't do it just for me. And I don't know that they'll feel that right now over the next couple of weeks, but I do think down the road we'll look back on what Le'Veon Bell did as a turning point for the players against the owners and how much money they'll be paid in the future. And we'll point back to Le'Veon Bell and go, he had the balls to do it. What was your excuse?
It's like, listen, I do not intend to ever hit my kids when I have them, right? But I'm going to hit my kid once, right? And that's going to be so that my kid understands that I might go there, that that's an option. You know, they got to have that in their head. And that's what Le'Veon Bell did for NFL owners. They now know that when you're dealing with stars, it's possible that they might go there and they have to adjust in kind. And that's what I think is the precedent that was set.
Coming up, we've got an update from Conor McGregor. You're going to love this, guys. You're just going to love it. We'll do it next. Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes your congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
I weigh 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Andro 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Andro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials walk for a decade. I was like, I'm just going to try it. My pants are like falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
If your vehicle is riding rough, it may be time for new shocks or struts. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, buy a combination of two or four select Monroe or Rancho shocks and struts and get up to an $80 Visa gift card by mail. Improve your ride with Monroe or Rancho shocks and struts at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supplies. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
My name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
So what does Vegas think of the moves here that were made over the last 24 hours? Well, the Browns went from 25-1 to win the Super Bowl, now 15-1. That would have been at the at South Point. The Westgate also took it from 25-1. They went down to 14-1. The Giants went from 40-1 to 80-1 in the futures market. And the really interesting part is the New York Jets, once Le'Veon Bell was signed, as of about 10 minutes ago when I checked here across the books in Vegas, his $35 million guaranteed, $61 million overall four-year deal has not moved the market. There is no early changes on the Jets Super Bowl futures as of this point, still hovering around the 35-40-1 mark. So not a big move as far as Vegas is concerned, not a whole lot of money coming in. But I will point out also that the Browns, for some reason, every year are just that one team in the futures market that bettors look at and they love to throw a few bucks down. It's amazing how much handle comes in on the Browns every year in the books. We all know they're going to suck, but there's always guys are always looking for that lotto ticket. And as you look up and down the board when you're betting futures to begin with, especially in the NFL, you always throw a couple of bucks in that one team that you're like, yeah, just in case. You know, I mean, we're probably not going to win. It's like every time you buy a lotto ticket, probably not going to hit the Powerball. But you know what? Might as well spend a couple of bucks just to help it. And sure. It's always amazing to me how much money ultimately is taken in on the Browns. But this year, no joke, they anticipate it's going to be a lot more. I mean, going down to 14-1 now is pretty damn impressive. But again, keep in mind, guys, it is just March. So let's not crown anybody a champion. But speaking of crowns, the king. All right. We told you yesterday that Conor McGregor, this story keeps getting better and better. This was Conor McGregor a couple of days ago, 5 o'clock in the morning at the Live nightclub there in Miami Beach. Ends up getting himself arrested for strong arm robbery. Why? Well, he ended up beating, taking a dude's phone out of his hand, smashing it, then stealing the phone. And left a lot of people just going, what the hell just happened here? So they went and arrested him. He made bail. But again, on probation, like, what are you doing, Connor? Well, we actually heard from the guy yesterday here, Dane, on whose phone it was. And let me go ahead and just put up a picture of this guy here. This here, ladies and gentlemen, is the gentleman whose phone. This here is the gentleman whose phone, I don't want to bash his name here, but Ahmed Abderzura, he's 22. Let's just call him Ahmed. Ahmed here with his socks and sandals. Yes, the guy with the socks and sandals, that's his man purse he's got going on there. He is from England. The story that he is telling as to how this happened is just absolutely priceless. So give me a minute here to be able to run through exactly what he said took place, because the story is priceless. He basically said he was at LIV because he's visiting Miami Beach from England, and everybody has told him that this is the place to go, right? It's loads of celebrities.
Right.
In fact, I don't know if you know this, but Blueface, the rapper Blueface, was actually performing at LIV that night, right? And he said there was a lot of A-list celebrities there. Connor was probably the lowest of them all there. Nobody was showing him any love. He said, and the only reason I was looking at him is because I'm from the United Kingdom, and he is huge there. He then goes on to say that his friends spotted him and shouted out to him, and they were trying to get his attention. And that was how it started inside the club. And he said, you know, he seemed nice. He was waving back. You know, it seemed to be a good time right up until the point where Conor McGregor began singing the lyrics from, I guess he has Tatiana. Blueface has a tune called Tatiana.
Yeah,
have you heard this song?
All those thoughts.
There you go. So apparently he started taping Conor McGregor singing Tatiana in the club, and that is what caused all of this problem. Now, he says he was about 15 feet away, and he was recording, Conor McGregor singing every word to this song. And that is where it got to a problem, because that's when Conor came over, went to go shake his hand. And when he did it, that's when Conor McGregor smashed the phone out of his hand, ended up smashing on it, and actually grabbed him, he said, by his hand. And he feared for his life is what he is saying. He was so angry. I don't know whether he was drunk or on drugs, but he just looked all messed up. And that is eventually what led to him smashing the phone, taking the phone, and going away. And once again, Ahmed here is the guy whose phone got taken. He is the reason why Conor McGregor ended up spending the night in jail. And who knows what's going to happen here. But there is your guy. And it all because he started singing the lyrics to Tatiana from Blueface. Now, I'm wondering if Chris can get us the lyrics to Tatiana.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm not
Pavona, we need this for rejoin music. We need a little thoughts. We also need the Le'Veon Bell.
I need Blueface.
Need some of this. Joe, you're down there, right? You're down there.
Right.
South Beach, you know about and all that stuff. Let me ask you something. All the clubs I've ever tried to get into, I can't even get in wearing boots, let alone socks and like slides and flip-flops. So you think they let this guy in with the flip-flops that he's rocking right there, or is this a different picture? Because, you know, his get-up, I think, is...
This is actually him in front of... This is the Fountain Blue Hotel in Miami. That's where I know this. This is where he's standing in front of right now. So this is probably just a... This is a picture from earlier in the day that he probably... Somebody got this from his timeline, I'm guessing, that, hey, look at me, I'm at the Fountain Blue.
Miami...
Right. This is not something you will. Well, you'll see this in Miami, but usually it's because they're from other parts of the world. It is a melting pot here, after all. But this is a guy that busts out. Yeah, it's the prison look. He's got the sandals, the socks. The man purse is just fantastic, really. But I think it's hilarious that he put out the idea that Connor was, of all the celebrities there, Connor was the one that nobody was paying attention. Yeah, nobody. He was a lower-level celebrity in the place. Now, I will say this. It's not a place that you're going to go where people are going to be so blown away that you run into somebody famous, because that's not what that place is.
Right.
It's very common to see them there. But the idea that this dude was the one, and the reason that he got his phone smashed and taken away, was simply because Connor was singing the lyrics loudly to Tatiana from Blueface.
Yeah.
So I don't know, Bavina, if you can grab this, brother, and you can get us the lyrics, we would much appreciate that.
I was just going to say, Bavona got us, remember, yesterday, he got us the Never Ending Story, you know, literally like that. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So I got faith in the Manimal. I do think it's possible. One other question I have about this really quick. If you that first thing you had up with Connor's mugshot and all that, right?
Yes.
Did you see where the charge says strong arm? What exactly?
Yes.
What exactly is the definition of strong arm? Like, I've heard of robbery. I've heard of criminal mischief, right? I understand bail and bond and all that stuff. What in the hell is strong arm? Is that only a crime in Florida, Joe? Like, what is that?
No. What happened was, the way the guy explained it was that when he went out, Connor put his hand out to shake his hand, like introduce himself. And when he did, that is when Connor grabbed his arm, grabbed his hand, grabbed the phone, and took it from him. So the strong arm means basically that Conor McGregor used force to order to be able to rob him. And that's exactly what he did, is that he's saying when he went to go shake his hand, Conor then grabbed him and like almost squeezed his arm off, grabbed the phone, hit it, smashed it, and then stole it from him. And he thought he was going to die. But the strong arm comes in the fact that Connor had grabbed him and grabbed the phone. That was why it's considered strong arm
robbery. And that's the technical term? That's the technical term of the crime?
Yes, when you take it by force like that, yes. Yeah, because you put – if Connor didn't grab his hand – like if Connor didn't touch him and this whole thing, there's still so many questions. Like, Connor, what are you – first of all, how do you even know the lyrics to the song Tatiana? I'm hoping this guy sells this tape to like TMZ or something, because, you know, hopefully he's got the cloud work in there. So when he did film this, somewhere.
We will see the footage at some point.
I am hoping that we see the footage there somewhere along the lines. But that's the latest. I wanted you guys to get a visual of exactly who caused Conor McGregor to be tossed into jail last night. And there it is right there. Your man purse, your socks and sandals, the prison look. And a wonderful shade of green. This is your Ahmed right here, ladies and gentlemen, with the – and by the way, is that Chanel or is that Louis Vuitton?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Louis Vuitton.
This is like a designer bag. I was going to say it's like an MCM bag, something like that. Louis, little Gucci or something like that. I mean, you just mentioned the man is European, right? So I think that explains a lot
British.
Of what we're seeing.
British.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, that explains a lot of what we're seeing with the
remind me never
set.
To go to London.
I hear you. I'm with that. And listen, I think this is also a testament for everybody out there to know nothing good ever happens in the club. Okay, people? Ugh. Nothing good ever happens in the club, especially after like midnight. You know what I mean? So especially if you're a public figure. So everybody needs to go on home right after. You know what I mean? Nothing good is going to happen. The paparazzi,
nothing good is going
to
happen.
Get
Connor was actually found. They did follow him, of course, TMZ, and of course the paparazzi down here are just ridiculous. They hang around places like Liv waiting for the celebrities to come out. But Connor, when he was released from jail, we saw the footage, right? He comes out, he gets in a thing, and it wasn't about an hour later, apparently, he decided to go out for a jog. So the paparazzi were chasing him around Miami Beach as he was jogging about 6 o'clock in the morning, just as soon as he got released. He went out for a nice jog, because who doesn't want to go out for a jog, you know, after a night at the club? And, you know, you spent a couple hours in a jail cell. So that's the life of Conor McGregor. And I got to tell you,
well,
these paparazzi.
Robert Kraft was like out there in Oscars parties, right? Like days after he got popped for the massage parlor. So these guys, they have a different life. It's all good. You know what I mean?
Yeah. it really is all good, people. It must be nice to be able to go out for that jog at 6 o'clock in the morning, knowing your ass was just
right
thrown in jail. Like,
yeah,
exactly. No, knowing that on your phone, you just dial up. Like, what attorney am I going to use today, man? It must be nice to have that kind of that safety net to fall back on. Another situation yesterday, to follow up on a story we told you, had to do with that that racist fan in the stands at the Utah Jazz. And I've never seen anything like this, but the Utah Jazz, this is from their Twitter page. They released a statement yesterday telling the world that they are banning this guy and that he is never going to be allowed back into the arena. Plus, they were, again, reminding fans of what the NBA code of conduct is. But I've never seen an NBA team go out of their way to release a statement like this on social media banning a fan, telling everyone, you know, trying to set an example that this guy is really, yeah, this guy is not going to be allowed ever into the stadium to watch another game. From what I understand, he's also a season ticket holder. So that's got to suck a little bit, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And you know what I'm going to say here? I think this is also because, you know, yesterday after this Russell Westbrook story, a lot of people came out of the woodwork being like, oh, no, that happens a lot in Utah. Oh, no, that's a Jazz fan kind of thing. And I think the Utah Jazz had to get ahead of that narrative. You know what I mean?
Yes.
That this is like common in Utah, that this is the way it goes down, that they are racist, you know, basically. And
yep.
So I think that's what the Utah Jazz as a franchise and organization and business was trying to get ahead of, and they had to do so.
Yeah. They better get ahead of it, though, but this doesn't seem to be getting any better in Salt Lake City. But congratulations to that guy. You now got banned. You're that guy. All right, 1 hour in the books. We'll talk about some winners and losers. NFL deadline coming up next to your Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Fantasy. Next week's draft week, even though we have two real baseball games next Wednesday and Thursday.
How do you feel about those two games, by the way?
Annoying.
I get why they're doing it, though. Make the game more global. Why don't they do it like two or three games before the season rather than like eight?
They want to get the players in Seattle and Oakland back in the States and like on the right time schedule.
Do they really need a week for that?
It's a big time difference, man.
Those games are at 5:30 in the morning, which also sucks. At least put them on like when we get to work. So we got something to watch.
It's prime time for Japan.
Weekdays, noon Eastern on FNTSY Radio and on your popular podcast providers.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
If you've heard of WeatherTech floor liners, you probably know that for your vehicle's floor, nothing protects better. But what about protection for the rest of your car or truck? I'm David McNeil, founder of WeatherTech. Besides our floor liners, we design, engineer, and manufacture a wide range of automotive accessories right here in America. And just like our floor liners, everything is done to the highest standards possible. We understand what kind of investment owning a vehicle can be, so we do everything possible to help you protect it. We don't take shortcuts, and we never make concessions when it comes to quality. For everything from cargo liners to cleaning and detailing supplies to mud flaps and car covers, the one place you need to go is WeatherTech.com. So if you are familiar with our floor liners, just imagine how well the rest of our products will work for you. Learn more about our full line of automotive accessories at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS, WeatherTech.com, proudly made in America.
Hi, I'm Keith Urban. I believe every child is entitled to a complete and inspiring education. Music education programs in our schools help kids learn, socialize, gain confidence, and stay in school. But they need your help to survive. Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation gives school music programs the instruments they need to make this opportunity available to every student who wants to play. With your help, we can keep music alive in our schools and give all kids the education they deserve.
Visit mhopus.org now to find out how you can help.
I want to see you buzz down.
There it is.
Is this it? Is this Tatiana?
Yes.
Baby?
Yes. Show
is. Yeah.
All I gotta tell you,
Tatiana, baby,
is that the remix is featuring Cardi B. That's all you need to know.
That's it. That is the gentleman Ahmed that caused the king. All right, Conor McGregor to get arrested. Why? Because this man in this picture here, socks, sandals, and all, and man purse, he was filming. That's right. He was filming Conor McGregor apparently going all out in the club,
yeah,
singing that song as rapper Blueface was at Live that night, the nightclub, a couple of nights ago. And he says he was about 15 feet away. And can you imagine Conor McGregor? Do you buy this story? Do you think Conor's like, oh, hell no, I don't want you filming. I don't want this getting out. I don't want people back in back in Ireland going, dude, you're singing Tatiana to, like, seriously? And apparently not just singing, but getting really into it, man. All right? So I kind of, part of me goes, I could see it, right? I could see it because do you really want your boys going,
he's popping
dude,
bottles,
what was that
he's
song?
Dancing around Tatiana, like, yo, this is how it goes out. Like, what were you expecting him to do at the club? At 12:30, 1 a.m. He's bouncing. He's
I don't blame him for filming him, but Conor McGregor didn't want that to get out. Like, do you understand that Conor McGregor might be a little hesitant to be like, you're jamming out the Tatiana? And, like, I don't think his boys back in the streets of Ireland would have been like, dude, how was Blueface, man? Could you give us a couple of bars of Tatiana?
Yeah, I mean, sure. But at the same time, like, if your boy's in Ireland here, like he was at the hot nightclub in South Beach, like that's all good. What do you expect to be going on inside the nightclub except him bouncing and singing along? Like that's what I'm doing when I'm at the club. You know what I'm saying? Besides like screaming in someone's ear because they can't hear me. You know what I mean? Like that's what goes on, right, Joe?
I get that, but I also understand that I don't know that his inner circle would be and the fans would necessarily be as forgiving as understanding
I think
as you and I, especially the Russians.
I think it'd be more.
I'm not sure.
I know, but it'd be more embarrassing if they came out of McGregor wearing Ahmed's outfit. That would be more embarrassing. Him wearing Ahmed, a picture of that would be more embarrassing than him bouncing to the club.
I can't. Unbelievable. 1 hour in the books. Get ready, more from the NFL. We'll run down the winners, the losers, as we get ready 4 o'clock for signing day in the NFL. It's next, Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Yeah.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.